This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, September 1. It's all about Jesus. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet, and while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." The whole Bible is about Jesus. This is true of the New Testament, which tells the story of Jesus coming to live with us. And it's true of the Old Testament, written long before Jesus was born. The New Testament and the Old Testament make up the whole Bible, and together they tell the story of God's love for the world. That love comes into clearest focus in Jesus, through his life and work, through his death and resurrection. On the first Easter Sunday, Jesus appeared to his disciples. They were still reeling from his death 2 days earlier, but now here he was, standing in their midst. They had no idea how to puzzle it all out, so Jesus helped them see how his story fulfills the Old Testament. Sometimes we think this fulfillment is only about things in the story of Jesus that were predicted in the Old Testament. But there's much more to it. Fulfillment is especially about words and events in the Old Testament finding a more profound meaning in the story of Jesus. This month, we'll notice how the story of Jesus fills out the meaning of various portions of the Psalms, because the whole Bible has something to say about Jesus. Pray with me. Jesus, the Bible is wonderful, and it's all about you. We look forward to seeing how you fill out the meaning of the Psalms. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.